Welcome to the Spirituality What? Podcast, where we explore the mysteries, joys, and challenges of being spiritual beings navigating our unpredictable human experience we call life here on planet Earth. I'm your friendly guide, Rebecca, ready to jump into our adventure of the day. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Spirituality What? Podcast. I'm Rebecca. I'm your host. It's Wednesday. Today we are going to jump into part two of our two-part episode with Sarah and sewing as spiritual beings. We're going to talk a little bit about the pashmina itself today, the fabric, what it was about that that actually pulled her in and got her into sewing. We're going to talk about her foray into overalls, the trends right now on social media and just in general on thrifting fabrics like blankets and things like that and making them back into new things and how that's in style and cool. Her overall recommendations on how to get into sewing. Her favorite pattern, balancing the business and the spiritual aspect of sewing because it's a little bit of both for her and how does she not lose that spirituality when it's also a business. The art of flow and really the need for multiple spiritual outlets. So this is going to be a good one today. This is the second part of our episode. We did have kind of a question too. So if anybody has any thoughts on tips for sewing patchwork, reach out to me, reach out to Sarah. I will get Sarah the information. Just wanted to say thanks again, everybody. And here we're going to get to it.
I will say though, my favorite would be the Elephant Tribe because he makes all of his stuff. And I know cool. The other people don't physically make them. Yeah. He makes everything in house. So he's been a huge inspiration to me. Because he just makes really cool stuff. I'm like, dang, I need to come take some classes from you.
He's
so talented.
I'm like, yeah. Why not? Mentors, like that's a thing.
No, seriously. And when I first started my business, we started following one another and he even told me, he was like, if you ever, you know, need some tips or tricks on how to work with the pashmina fabric, like I'm here for you, cool. You know, that kind of thing. So, he's an awesome, awesome guy. He's really cool.
So what was it about the pashmina fabric? 'Cause you said all of these three all kind of focus on doing work with pashminas and that it's unconventional to sewing. So what about that fabric sort of pulled you in?
I guess because it's such a huge fashion statement in the festival community. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, if you go to a festival or a show, I would say at least 70%, 60% are wearing pashminas.
Yeah.
So, and they just come in so many beautiful patterns and colors and they're soft and they're light and they're just comfortable. And that's why I named my company the Comfy Hippie because it's just, it almost feels like you're just wearing air. Feels nice. So, I think it's perfect too if you're going to something in the summer. And I personally, I'm a very fair skinned person. I get burnt very easily. Like I walk out in the sun immediately burnt. So something like this, that's still light, but is going to give me protection in the sun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My go-to every time. Yeah. And I work at a dermatology office. So now I'm like scared of getting skin cancer. So I'm always like trying to protect myself. But it's fun. You can wear them with a bunch of different things and they're just cozy. I love it.
Yeah. And I will say, I haven't heard of these other companies before, but yours was sort of the first one I ever saw and I was like,
that's awesome.
This would motivate me to buy pashminas. And actually I have some pashmina scarves, that I was like, ooh, maybe I could just, I was like, I don't know if you need inventory. I was like, I'll just send them to you. 'Cause like, I never wear them anyway. And like, they're just sitting here, like not doing anything useful. And the, what are those things called? The overalls are super cool.
Thank you so much.
So you started with the hoodies and now you're doing overalls. But although I think I saw pants on your website at some point too.
Yes. So I was making pants And then I realized other people were also making pants, and I wanted to just branch out a little bit. So I was like, well, you know, one thing I haven't seen are Pashmina overalls.
Yes.
So that's what really, and I love overalls. I mean, I own at least 4 pairs. I'm obsessed with overalls. So
I mean,
it was,
I know a couple of other people in your age bracket, as you mentioned, in Gen Z, that also own a lot of overalls. And I'm like, I don't
really
own a single pair of overalls.
What? You need to get with it. I'll send you a pair. I'll send you a Pashmina pair.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun to make, because again, I don't know, making the same thing over and over and over, while it is meditative, while it is fun, I'm also someone that needs variety.
Totally.
Like, I need a new rhythm. You know, because I have the rhythm of the hoodies, and that's completely different from making pants, and that's completely different from making overalls. Mm-hmm. So just kind of adding these into my inventory, I guess, these types of projects, and overalls have definitely been my favorite. They are so, so time consuming.
They look like patchwork. Is that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So yeah, it's a lot more sewing.
Patchwork. Oh my goodness. I need some tips for patchwork, because I'm like, is there any way to do this faster? There's no way that this is the fastest way. Maybe it is, but yeah, I love doing patchwork. It takes a while, but beautiful result.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we have the option to put Q&A at the end of every episode. And
okay,
I will ask people if they have tips for patchwork sewing.
Please.
And I let you know what the responses are. I'm like, I know jack shit about sewing. I made a pillow or two when I was in sixth grade. There's a sewing machine in the cabinet back here that hasn't been, since the cabinet existed, it's been in there. So.
It would still work, I guarantee you. Like, the old ones almost work better than the new ones.
Yeah,
seriously.
That's
the thing, like, just like me, I hadn't touched it for like 8 years. It almost just takes a little like spark or like a push to be like, all right, I'm gonna get it out of its hidey hole for the first time in forever. And that's another thing. Started last year, and I'm already to this point where I can make all these different kinds of clothes. So like,
yeah, like only
anyone
a year,
can
that's
do
like
it.
Nothing. That's nothing.
Yeah. Anyone can do it. I believe in that wholeheartedly.
It's interesting though that I feel like there's, I don't know. You're definitely not the first sort of making new things out of something that I've seen. There's a couple of people on Instagram that I think I follow that thrift blankets and shit like that from Goodwill. And then they make, and actually there's this guy who makes these really cool like hoodie sweatpant combinations.
I think, and I've seen the same guy you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. I think maybe he has glasses. I can't remember, but I feel like maybe there's not a push, or maybe there's like a cultural in the US or like a societal change, maybe where more and more people are starting to make their own clothing. Like my mom's mom,
yes.
You know, my grandmother, who's not around anymore, died when she was like 94, made clothing for my mom, made all my mom's clothing when she was like growing up. And that we've moved away from that to sort of this, clothes are really cheap. I mean, you get like $5 shirts and stuff from TJ Maxx. And you know, we have this overabundance of clothes as well, like Goodwill and all of the secondhand stores, to people coming back to kind of wanting to make their own clothes. What do you feel? How do you feel about that?
No, I've noticed that too. And to go back to like your grandmother making your mom clothes, my grandmother did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a while there it was kind of lost, and we are bringing it back. I mean, it's also a lot of people know that the fashion industry is one of the worst things for our environment. The amount of waste that comes out, the amount of energy it takes to make all of these clothes, you know, it's not great. So people, I feel like, are seeing that too and being like, okay, Well, kind of like me, you see something, you're like, maybe I can make that, and just try it and go from there. I have a couple of friends actually that started making stuff for themselves too. And I mean, growing up, I didn't know anyone doing that really. You know, it was once I started getting into college and then graduating college, it's when I really saw like a resurgence. And it's like that, I think social media has had a huge impact on it too, because like the guy we were just talking about, he gets hundreds of thousands of views on his videos.
Yes, he
and
does.
I mean, it only takes one video, one picture, maybe just a couple to make you think, can I do that? I'll try it. You know, it might not work out, but that's also with anything you try first. I mean, my first project was awful. I sewed the hood on inside out.
It was awesome. It sounds like.
No, it's great. Still have it, but it honestly should frame it, put it in my sewing room. It looks like there's like a mohawk on the top from the seam, and I'm like, oh my gosh, there's no fixing it, but you know, it's a part of the journey. So I think it definitely is making a comeback for sure.
So with that in mind, if somebody was like, this interview is what is the tipping point for me, and I want to start making my own clothes. What are some recommendations that you might have for somebody with these kind of lofty ideals to sort of get started? Let's pretend that maybe they took a home ec class 20 years ago, or they've never sewed before.
Yeah. YouTube is everyone's best friend. You can learn anything and everything on YouTube. And that is how I did it. Like we were talking about earlier, when I wanted to make a pattern for my own clothes, I was like, okay, I feel like I could do this, but I'm also someone that wants instruction. So I'm doing it correctly. I just watched a bunch of videos about how to make a pattern from the clothes you already wear. And then I was looking up how to attach a hood the right way, because mine was inside out all the time. The internet is your best teacher nowadays. I mean, I would love to also go to like an in-person class. There's a lot of places here where I live that offer them, which is really neat. But if, you know, not
like
a lot
Joanne,
of people,
right? Like those big kind of fabric places like Joann Fabric and things like that, they offer classes. I don't know, maybe.
They do. Yeah, they do. But there are actually a lot of smaller little places here.
Okay, cool.
Because Louisville, it's very artsy. There's a lot of cool, really cool stuff here. Yeah. Lots of little family-owned sewing stores and like yarn, you know, for crochet.
Okay. Yeah.
All of that jazz. I would say just hop on the internet or see if there's a class nearby, because I mean, I know some people, you know, they're like, oh, I don't want to go to class. I might be embarrassed. I can be like that sometimes. I'm like, well, I don't want to be the one that's behind. Don't let that stop you. You can't, because if you do, then you'll never want to try it. It's so fun. It's really, I enjoy it a lot. And just being able to see a finished product and be like, wow, I made this. I could wear this if I wanted. Other people can wear it. I think making clothes is one of the coolest things I could have learned to do. Like, yeah. I'm so happy that I just made the jump.
So if I take a class, maybe I don't have to buy a sewing machine right away. Do they have sewing machines
for
there?
Sure.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Because I'm like, ooh, that's kind of an investment, right?
Yes, it can be. It definitely can be. It depends on, you know, how often you want to make this or how often you want to do it, if you want to make it a hobby. If you're just like starting out, I know there are a ton on Facebook Marketplace, and it's just people trying to get rid of them. You know, they're just sitting, they're not doing anything. So it's not like they're trying to get like full price for them or anything like that. But yeah, if you're not sure about if you want a sewing machine or not, definitely go to a class first.
That could be a good way to like get your toes wet to 100%. See if you want to like do the financial investment of some of the equipment.
And see, I didn't even think of that part because I was gifted mine for Christmas however many years ago. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, wow, everyone has a sewing machine. No, not everyone has a sewing machine.
I mean, I also happen to have a sewing machine, but actually it was my husband's. He brought it to our relationship. So I did not have a sewing machine. Cool. I know. I'm trying to think. I did. So I have this jacket. It's made out of what looks like 70s upholstery couch material.
Cool. Like
it's super like cool.
Like a woven blanket kind of thing?
It's kind of a little bit more carpety.
Okay. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was one of my grandma's. And it's got this gold, like a satin sort of interior, like a lining. Mm-hmm. And it gets ripped very easily because it's a little like it's my size, but I'm also just like 2 inches bigger than my grandma was. And so it's like a little bit small for me. And sometimes I stick my hands in the wrong places or pull too hard on something. And it just kind of, I took it to my mother-in-law's house and she helped me kind of sew it. And I did. So that I have sewed in like the last 5 years and I went psycho because I was like, look how easy it is to fix all these holes. Like, this is amazing. But and there wasn't any patterning around it.
Yeah. I mean, and that's another way to get into it too. Like say you have a jacket with a hole and you just want to stitch it up really quickly. Like that's a start too. You don't have to start full blown making clothing to start sewing. Like you can.
Or a pillow or something smaller.
Yeah. A belt. You can do that.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great idea. Like a fabric belt. That's a good idea too. Cool. A headband. Yeah. So what's your favorite? Is hoodies your favorite? Why can't I remember? Overalls. I can't remember that word right now. Overalls, are those your favorite? Or do you have a different pattern that's actually your favorite?
I don't know if I have a favorite because they're different in the way that the whole process goes. I would say making hoodies is easier, so it might be a little more relaxing and not as work heavy as a pair of overalls, because with those, like since they're patchwork, you're having to measure out the squares and make sure they line up and all of that stuff. So it's a different process. I like them both for different reasons, but I guess if I had to choose, it would be the hoodies, just because I'm more comfortable with them it's just easier to be honest.
Been doing that one a little bit longer.
Yes, for sure.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Awesome. That's great. So how do you balance your day job and this side business while also balancing your spirituality? So as part of this conversation, right, I heard you say you feel a spiritual connection to sewing because it's creative. It allows you to kind of get away from everything else. You can meditate, but it's also a business at the same time. And you did kind of mention that at the beginning. So you have two businesses, your day job and then the side business that you're working on. And so how do you balance all of that and make time for balance the spirituality aspect?
So my biggest thing is making sure I give myself a break between coming home and then jumping into sewing. And the break always is about relaxation. Mm-hmm. A lot of the times I have like flow toys. Like I've really gotten into the Flow Star recently, which is just becoming really popular. Do you know about Flow Stars?
Is that the plastic? No, maybe I don't know. No,
it's like a cloth. It's a cloth.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. So for people who have never seen this before, it's like a 6-pointed star, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like two triangles,
two squares.
So sewed together on top of each other that makes this big shape, and people put their finger in the middle of it and spin it around and do all this really cool shit.
Yes, people.
I
are
have no
insane.
idea how it works. I even saw a flow star with lights in it recently.
Yeah, they make some sort of tape now that you can put around the edge of your flow star, and I've thought about it, but I'm like, maybe I should get just a little better because they make them heavier and they're already
Yes.
weighted, so that's another thing to learn. But yeah, that's a huge release for me. I'll go outside and I'll bring my speaker, and even just in my living room, I'll do it and just sit there. Even if it's on the couch, I'll just have it twirling on my finger. I call it my big fidget spinner.
That's
And
accurate.
I don't know, it just it let it is accurate. It just lets out energy that's almost been like pent up
It's
at
movement.
work.
Like, right, that's what flow
Yes.
is, right? Like, it's so flow for people who haven't seen that before or heard that word, right? It's like usually there's something that people are basically dancing with. It can be these
Yes.
cloth stars, or it could be poi, or you could be juggling, but there's like kind of a bunch of different things that you can do, but it is dancing. It's
Yeah.
movement with music usually.
100%. Yeah. And that's just, again, that I would say is a part of that is a part of my spirituality.
You.
Going outside, connecting with my favorite music, and like moving with the music. Like you said, it's like a dance almost with a prop. And just doing that and not even thinking about it, or getting too much in my head, like that's when I feel really at peace before I have to start, working again. Even though it's fun work, like you said, it's still a business. So yeah, I think that's the main way that watching, this may sound silly, but even just sitting and watching one of my favorite creators on YouTube or something, like just having time to be with myself is really important. So I guess that's how I balance it.
So
I'd
one other
say.
thing about flow, right, is it's not choreographed usually. It's a kind of
Right.
implied with the name, but if you've not heard of this before or whatever, but there's not like movements or steps. Like, there's tricks that you can learn based on the prop that you have, the more experience that you have, the cooler sort of like tricks and stuff you can do, but it is not
Yeah.
choreographed usually at all.
No, all improv, I would say, just doing what your body feels like in the moment. Like you're really, it's almost like it becomes like muscle memory, and you're not even thinking of what the next move you're gonna do is. It's
You just got
almost
it.
just like you're,
Doing it.
you just do it. Yeah. And that has been before I got my flow star, I was having trouble getting out of just the work on work on work on work cycle.
It just became work and
And
work and work.
while sewing can be a spiritual practice for me, it can't be the only thing, especially since
I
it's
think
a
that's a
job.
great that's a great point, right? Because you talked about these timelines and these deadlines, and sometimes maybe when you're working up against a deadline, it's a little bit less connected and less spiritual and more just kind of getting shit done. And so you need sort of
Definitely.
these other outlets too.
Yeah, 100%.
I like
That
that.
job is scary.
I like that. I think that we haven't, in all the episodes on this podcast, we haven't, in some cases we have, and kind of talked about yoga, we talked about meditation too, but a lot of times we talk about this specific topic, and I think it's a really great point, which is you might have a particular thing that you do that does bring you a lot of spirituality, does connect you to your spirituality, helps you grow spiritually, but generally it's more than one thing.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, even being me and my friends can even just be in the same room. We don't even have to talk. Like, that's another just I feel like it might sound cheesy, but it is like a spiritual experience. Just being in the presence of the people that you love. Like, to me, that brings me peace. That makes me feel safe. And I guess it's just the small things sometimes too that'll just click, makes it work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. I love that. Well, Sarah, this has been an amazing, wonderful conversation.
Yes, and thank you so much.
Yeah, we are getting to kind of the end of time. So I've got this one question that mm-hmm. we try to finish. We don't always have time for this question, but the last question for you is, what is one tip about living as a spiritual being in this human body, in this human plane, that you would like to share with the listeners?
I guess in my case, might sound cheesy, but never, ever, ever shy away from or be scared to try something new just because you think you might fail. It might be your next favorite activity or hobby, something new to connect with. So just continue to try and grow, push yourself to grow, whether that means, you know, maybe you're a little shyer and you have a harder time socializing, like just push yourself just a little bit to get out of that comfort zone. Try to make more connection, because the more connection you have, I feel like the better you feel, at least for me. Mm-hmm. But yeah, life's too short. Try it, dude. Freaking get on it.
I love that. I love that. Well, and you kind of embodied it when you were saying that, like, you saw these people at the festivals that were making these clothes and you were like, I can do that. And like, we wouldn't be having this conversation if you hadn't done that.
Right. It's all just little tiny steps can make a huge difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Absolutely. Well, wonderful. Okay. So Sarah, what is your handle? How do people get a hold of you if they have questions or they want to reach out?
Yeah, awesome. So I'm on Instagram. It's at @thecomfyhippie_. And then I also have my website if you wanted to check anything out. I think everything is sold out right now, which is crazy. Woo-hoo. Yeah, super stoked about that. But it's thecomfyhippie.com.
Awesome.
And then TikTok, thecomfyhippie. Cool. And I guess that's it. Yeah.
Cool. Well, I'll make sure. Yeah. I'll include all of those links in the show notes as well. And yeah, that's it for today. So thank you very much, Sarah.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. I've had a blast.
That is a wrap, everybody. Thank you so much for joining. If you haven't seen Flow Stars in action before, check out the videos that we included in the show notes. They're very cool. They look really hard. I've never actually tried it before, but the fabrics are really cool. The fact that they've got lights on them is really cool. And they're just fun to watch in general. You got to be pretty coordinated, I think, to be able to do that. So anyway, thanks everybody. This was a great one. Join us next week and we'll see you then. Thank you for joining me on today's Spirituality What? Adventure. Subscribe, rate, review, and share this podcast. Visit us on Instagram at spirituality.what to interact, tell us what spirituality means to you, and even provide some of your own personal musings. Human on, you phenomenal spiritual beings.